This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Second hour of the show today, where I'm Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel, guest hosting with my special guest today, a civil and structural engineer, Joe Olson, who's been doing extensive work on 9/11, including just publishing a blog with Robert David Steele about the use of nuclear devices to take out the Twin Towers. Absolutely fascinating stuff, Joe. I know you wanted to pick up and talk about the thermite, the residues that have been so much touted by architects and engineers as showing that it was done using thermite, and where you were denied, you were actually told by representatives of architects and engineers who claimed to be authoritative that it could not have been nuclear, which I've got to admit reinforces my belief that architects and engineers is actually performing a gatekeeping function here, giving limited amount of information, but not allowing the whole truth to be known.
Well, I just wish that they had a few more members who were a little bit more objective about everything. Now, first of all, it's difficult to follow a technical discussion on the radio, and especially when we're covering a lot of really complex material like we are. So anybody that's listening to this broadcast and going to listen to it again as a podcast, pull up the memorandum that's posted at Jim's site and also at Robert David Steele's site, and follow along with the written material and the photos that we have on that, because that will help you understand it. Now, one of the things that I want to list as a reference material, and it had previously been in, and I don't know why it's not in there now, is the FEMA 403 Chapter 2, where they describe the building construction. And I will send you that link so you can put it up at your website. People can read through on that. One of the points that they make is that the aluminum clad building, these are square, plate steel welded box columns on the exterior of the building. And they were 14 by 14 continuous section from about the sixth floor all the way up to the roof on the exterior. But as you say, the load increases as you go down. So what they did is they added thickness to the inside of those columns all the way down. So they were a quarter inch the top 10 floors, and then they were half inch, and then they were an inch thick. And so you end up, by the time you get down to the sixth floor, those exterior columns are almost nothing but solid steel with just a small little square of void in the center. But they covered them with aluminum cladding to be pretty much maintenance free in a salt air environment. Well, 30 years of having aluminum next to steel, you build up an oxide surface between the two because there's a galvanic reaction. And so these things had 0.9-inch aluminum cladding. There was over 2 million kilograms of aluminum on the building. And when you burn aluminum in the presence of iron oxide, you get thermite. And that's the chemical formula. It's Fe2O3Al2. So you would be able to create thermite by burning the exterior of this building. Well,
and the reason that's so important, Joe, is because architects and engineers and Stephen Jones indeed have cited these little spheres of thermite as proof that it was done using nanothermite as an alternative to being a residue of a nuclear event. In other words, this appears to be a feint, a deception, to draw attention away from the fact that it was actually done as a nuclear event.
I don't know that they all of the members of A&E are on the deception. I think there's just a couple of key gatekeepers that are. But from their own literature, they say, and we cover in this memorandum, it takes 0.13 pounds of thermite to heat each pound of steel to the 700 degree centigrade melting point. Well, I'm sorry, when you burn thermite to melt steel, it's no longer thermite. It won't appear as thermite. The thermite that's there wasn't oxidized. So that meant not only did you have to have the thermite that was in the dust sample, but you had to have the thermite to burn the building to create the dust, which would have, you know, increased the amount of thermite that it would take. And with the hundreds of thousands of tons of steel that are not on the ground, then how many pounds at 0.13 pounds of thermite would that have taken? Enormous amounts of material. So obviously, you didn't bring this building down with thermite. There was probably thermite cut charges that were placed inside these hollow columns that had handholes, which would have been very easy to retrofit after hours. There was probably thermite sprayed up and down the elevator shafts to take out the coaches in a flash event to open up the vertical columns for the heat flow from the plasma bomb in the basement. You know, we could probably explain every phenomenon that they have a question about to their satisfaction, but I haven't been able to get anybody with A&E Truth to discuss this with me. So,
Joe,
you know,
let me
where we are.
Let me mention, too, I think the audience would find it very interesting that this this third skyscraper, which wasn't hit by any plane, came down at 5:20 in the afternoon. It was known as World Trade Center 7. Also known as Building 7, and it came down in a classic controlled demolition. All of the floors came down at the same time. It wasn't blowing apart in every direction, wasn't converting into massive quantities of very fine dust. And when it was over, there was a stack of pancakes or debris of 5.5 floors, which is equal to the classic result from controlled demolitions. You have a stack of debris equal to about 12% of the original height, which was 47 floors. So you get exactly that. Had the Twin Towers been destroyed by a classic controlled demolition, therefore, you would have had 12% of 110 floors, or about 13.5 floors of debris, but they were not there, which is by itself proof that this was not a classic controlled demolition. It was a demolition, and it was under control. So I refer to the way in which the Twin Towers were destroyed as a demolition under control as opposed to a classic controlled demolition.
The VT article on the bunker buster bomb is a nuclear hydride bomb. And so if you just put in those in your search engine and go to Veterans Today, you'll get a very detailed article about the current level of plasma bunker buster bomb. So anyhow, we got any questions coming in, or are we just going to continue?
Well, I mean, I've announced that we're going to take calls, and just for the everyone to know, the number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If anyone has a question about 9/11, and you're welcome to ask about, you know, the general context and the politics of 9/11, because as Joe was implying, Christopher Bolin is simply excellent on the politics of 9/11. But he has bought into the nanothermite story, which is unable to explain what it's supposed to explain, and therefore, you know, ought not to be taken seriously, certainly not as an alternative, the use of these the nukes, when you have the confirmation and not only the very fine dust. This is what happened when nukes are used to demolish materials or convert it into very fine dust. But then all the ingredients, all the elements that were found in the dust that I recited before, coming from the U.S. government, the U.S. Geological Survey is a government agency. So what we have going on here is evidence from a U.S. government agency demonstrating that the U.S. government's own account of 9/11 cannot possibly be true. Because you had barium, strontium, thorium, uranium, lithium, lanthanum, yttrium, chromium, and tritium, some of which only exist in radioactive forms, where in their quantities and correlations, this is a clear indication it was done as a nuclear event. And Joe, as I know you're familiar, but many out there in the audience today may not, we had a host estimated as high as 70,000 of first responders and residents of the area who have acquired debilitating diseases associated with exposure to ionizing radiation, including multiple myeloma, lymphoma, esophageal, pancreatic, and other cancers, very analogous to Chernobyl. even though these were, you know, deliberately done with the clean nukes that, that minimize a radiation exposure. That didn't mean there was no radiation exposure, just that it was minimal compared to other types of nuclear weapons that could have been used, but they were deliberately bypassed in favor of these very sophisticated minimum residual radiation devices.
Our government forced sailors to stand on the deck of boats to witness the Operation Ivy bombs in the Pacific, and they were protected only by a pair of boxer shorts and welder's goggles. And the result of that was that they ended up with enormous amounts of later life cancers. And they finally sued and got the government to establish a program. I'm thumbing through my notes right now. I will find it in a second. Atomic soldiers. If you go to Atomic Soldier or AtomicVeterans.info, they give $75,000 per victim for the sailors and Army personnel that were directly exposed to the radiation blast there and in the downwinders in Nevada. They give $400,000 to energy workers that work in the plants or at the Hanford Processing and Tennessee Valley Authority processing plants. They give $150,000 to people that work in uranium mines. So the U.S. government, AtomicVeterans.info, will pay you hush money if you just say, yeah, you gave me cancer, and make it go away. And so our
Joe, let me explain to the audience why it's so important to understand how this was done. We have been given a complete fairy tale that it was done by planes crashing into buildings where the jet fuel burns so intensely causes steel to melt. I've already mentioned that it wasn't even physically possible for real planes to enter the buildings because of their design. Joe has been talking about the formidable external steel support columns from that outer tube, which no real plane could penetrate. In the case of the South Tower, for example, the alleged 767 was intersecting with eight different floors, each of which consisted of a steel truss connected at one end to the massive core columns, at the other to the external steel support columns, filled with 4 to 8 inches of concrete. Now, that variance is because the trusses had V-shaped grooves that were 4 inches deep. So at some point, it would be 8 inches, some inches four. That would have created massive horizontal resistance. No real plane could possibly have penetrated the tower, as even Donald Trump observed on the occasion of 9/11. We'll be right back with my special guest, Joe Olson, right here on the Power Hour.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Well, this is Jim Tester, your guest host, with my special guest today, Joe Olson, who's a civil and structural engineer. The topic is 9/11, how it was done. We'll take any questions about 9/11. I'm delighted we have a caller, Dave. Dave, you're on the air with me and Joe Olson. Dave, are you there?
Going once, going twice.
I'm here.
Okay.
Going. I'm here, Dave. Glad to have you here. Please speak right
okay.
up. We're glad to have
hey,
you here.
Great work, you guys. Love your work. I just got to say, check out Gematria, the Gematria effect on TFR Live. Flight 77 struck the Pentagon 77 minutes after it took off. The Pentagon is 77 feet tall, and it's on the 77th meridian. Now, Ron Avery is an architect in Texas. He made a scale model of the Twin Towers. He's a close personal friend of mine. I've known him since the 80s. And have you spoke with him?
Ron Avery was one of the presenters at the Austin 9-1-1 Truth Festival on the 15th anniversary in 2016, along with Christopher Bowen and Jim Mars. And I was there for that whole four-hour event, and I spoke for about 5 minutes during the comment section. They let me have a lot more than the normal amount just because I had expertise and had been, you know, on the program with we did a video with Jim and I on March 16th. Of 2015, so it had been like a year-old video, but we did a two-hour-long Skype interview on unequivocal 911 nukes, which we'll put in the show notes, and he has up at the real deal. But that interview had, up until a couple of months ago, had a dozen YouTube listings with as many as 10,000 views each, and every one of those was struck when they took down all of Jim's stuff. So anything that said Jim Fetzer on it, YouTube took down several months ago. But yes, I know Ron Avery, and I have his email address. I sent him material after the Austin event. And curiously enough, the Austin event was at Schultz Garden, which is down right close to the university, probably 15 minutes from InfoWars world headquarters. And they didn't bother to send a reporter over there to cover a single minute of it.
Wow.
So, yeah, and there was enormous pressure from Jewish groups for Schultz Garden to not allow Christopher Bolin to come in because he's anti-Semitic. And I'm sorry, it is not anti-Semitic to be anti-satanic.
And you got that right. It's not real. It is real. Uncle Sam and anti-Semite, you know, they tell us this stuff all the time. It's a joke. But yeah, Ron Avery is a great reference. And I know he's not really affiliated with them guys anymore, but, he is an incredible architect. He's done a lot of work for my family, in the past. And, I haven't talked to him in a couple of years, but, I will be calling him after this show. I know he did a lot of work with, Christopher and, anyway,
I'd be delighted to network with him more, and I'd be delighted to review my material with him. So yeah, tell him Joe Olson said hi.
Absolutely. Okay, hey. You guys, that's all I got. Love your show. Thanks for sitting in for Daniel there, Professor. I listen to you on other platforms, and I can't get enough. Oh. Man, you're doing some great work.
Well, that's terrific, Dave. I can't thank you enough for calling in. That's simply wonderful. Delighted. Very, very pleased. But let me just mention as a sequel for those who might be more interested in more information about, for example, the crash sites, because they were fabricated or faked, albeit in different ways. For example, Dave mentioned about the Pentagon. The official story of the Pentagon has a Boeing 757 approaching the building, barely skimming the ground at over 500 miles an hour and taking out a series of lampposts. Turns out that's not even aerodynamically possible. I had conversation with aeronautical engineers and pilots. Turns out that because of the phenomenon known as downdraft, sometimes also called ground effect, that plane, the 757, could not got at that speed, could not have got closer than 60 or even 80 feet to the ground, which is higher than the Pentagon is tall. So we were told a fantasy, you know, about the Pentagon as well. I actually got into 9/11 research originally studying the Pentagon. We had this brilliant website called Hunt the Boeing by Thierry Besson. His son put it up, where you search and search and search through the debris, the photos, the images of the Pentagon, and there's no Boeing to be found. I see we're coming up to the break. I'm very glad we have Joe Olson here. If anyone else wants to call in, remember the number 866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
Today is the first day that the United States slapped 25% tariffs on $34 billion of Chinese goods. Chinese officials have retaliated with tariffs on U.S. goods such as soybean, seafood, SUVs, and crude oil. Congressman Chuck Fleischman of Tennessee says this whole matter is very concerning.
There's been a huge trade imbalance for quite some time. What's been going on in the past in terms of our trade deficit is not working. Having said that, Tennessee, my home state, has long been a beneficiary of free trade. So we're going to have to wait and see. Obviously, we have to take each country on a country-by-country basis. The EU is different from China. China is different from Canada.
Tonight, the president and vice president will dine in New Jersey. Much of the conversation will probably revolve around who President Trump will nominate to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy for the Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on the Power Hour, sitting in for Daniel, which I greatly appreciate. My special guest, of course, is a civil and structural engineer, Joe Olson. We've been talking about 9/11. We had an excellent call from Dave. You were mentioning, Joe, how criticism of Israel, the government of Israel, or even pointing out that Israel was involved in 9/11 is being dismissed as anti-Semitism, but there's nothing anti-Semitic about criticizing the actions of Israel, especially when it's involved in attacking the United States. It happened before in 1967 with the USS Liberty, where the Israeli Air Force attacked a U.S. spy ship in an effort to sink it to draw the United States into the what turned out to be the Six-Day War against Egypt. 9/11 was actually orchestrated in order to draw us into the side of Israel by taking out the modern Arab states that have served in the past as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region. Wesley Clark blew the whistle when he explained the plan was to take out the governments of seven countries in the next 5 years, beginning with Iraq and Libya, ending with Syria and Iran. It hasn't played out that way because of the intervention of Russia and Iran on behalf of the Syrian government, but that was the master plan. In fact, we know from the think tank called Project for a New American Century, which created the fig leaf, suggesting that if the United States were to move aggressively into the geopolitically sensitive region of the Middle East and exert military and diplomatic pressure outward from that area, it could create a new worldwide empire that would endure for the next 100 years. But that was just nonsense. What they were really saying, we want to use your army, we want to use your taxpayers' money to benefit Israel by taking out these modern Arab states. And unfortunately, it worked like a charm. It's completely disgusting, but the politics of 9/11 are quite revealing. Let me just mention, for those who may not have noticed, there's a link to the video I have presented an overview about 9/11 that you can find you can find it on BitChute. I don't see the link after all, but you can find it on BitChute. It's entitled 9/11, Who Was Responsible and Why. It's not on YouTube because, as Joe is observing, YouTube is taking down virtually everything I put up, apparently regarding me as too dangerous to have encounters with the American public. Another reason I'm so glad to be here. Joe, why don't you pick up on the Israeli angle? We do have another blog that Robert David Steele has published based upon the work of Victor Thorne. Memorandum for the President, the Zionist role in planning, funding, and controlling 9/11.
Yeah, America's being used as a free mercenary force for the Yenon plan, which is the greater Israel extending from the Nile to the Euphrates. And so we got to knock out everything that's in that whole entire area in order to give them the homeland that the Bible says they had. So whatever. Israel has never signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And they had a guy that, like we were just mentioning, was a Christian Israeli that worked in the Dimona nuclear weapons factory. And his name is Mordechai Vanunu. And we will put the link up underneath my post on your website so that people can see his videos and review his material. He claims that Israel has over 600 nukes at this point. Jimmy Carter, when he was president, disclosed that they had 135 nukes. So they've been in continuous production. There's plenty of evidence that South Africa was never able to produce a nuke on their own, and Israel didn't have a place to test a nuke without somebody knowing it. So they supplied 10 nukes to South Africa so that they'd have a place to test one of them, and that made South Africa nuclear power. And there's some evidence that North Korea has been getting nukes clandestinely from Israel as well. So to claim that these people are, and there's also some people that are claiming that the Israeli security company that mounted a 1,000-pound camera at Fukushima had actually planted a weapon inside the Fukushima plant, and that the earthquake was maybe not a natural event, but we don't need to go there. But let's just say there's some nefarious work going on. And in addition to not signing the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty, Israel has never signed a legitimate extradition treaty with the United States. If you have a criminal in Israel and he's a Jewish or Arab descent, if he's a Christian or Arab descent, you can extradite him to the United States. But if he's Jewish, even if he was never an Israeli citizen and never in Israel, if he makes it to Israel as a fugitive from some other country, the United States cannot extradite him without sending all of the trial information, trying him in a Jewish court, and then if they convict him in the Jewish court, they will already know all the information to get him not convicted in the United States. They will extradite in the United States only if we agree not to have the death penalty. Jonathan Pollard stripped our U.S. military and provided all the nuclear technology to produce these plasma bunker buster bombs like they planted in the bottom of the World Trade Center. They caught the dancing Israelis across the shore in New Jersey. They caught two vans loaded with explosives, one on the George Washington Bridge, fixing to plant charges on the bridge anchors, and another one trying to enter Holland Tunnel. All of those fugitives were released, and there was an El Al flight, which was the only commercial airline to leave the United States after 9/11 for 5 days, left New York City completely filled with people and went to Israel. So, you know, you can claim, and then the people that were supposedly hijackers were interviewed on Israeli and said that they were, you know, Mossad agents. The dancing Israelis said they were Mossad agents, and they were here to document what was going to happen. Well, how did you know something was going to happen if you didn't have pre-planning, you know? So the politics of it are absolutely horrible. And the fact that we let these people control our government, that every member of Congress has to sign a pledge to support Israel first. And if you don't, you're like Cynthia McKinney or Ron Paul. You're a pariah. They try to redistrict you out of your seat. And if they can't do that, they find some other way to marginalize or remove you from office. So,
yes, well, I wish I could say you were wrong about that, Joe, but I know you're actually 100% correct. Cynthia McKinney explained years ago that when new members of Congress arrive in Washington, they're asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of those of the United States. Those who refuse, very small in number, find themselves confronted with a well-financed alternative candidate or even that their district has been redrawn and they no longer have a seat. Cynthia was able to overcome both of those obstacles to serve 8 terms in the House of Representatives. But Dennis Kucinich, whom I regarded as the smartest member of Congress, was not. His district was redrawn, and he no longer had a seat. I mean, this is completely outrageous. In fact, the dominance of Congress by Israel is simply overwhelming, which makes a mockery of the claim that Russia was interfering in our election. There's no evidence to substantiate that whatsoever. In fact, we know that the Russian hacking meme was made up by Robbie Mook and John Podesta within 48 hours of Hillary's concession speech to obfuscate the incompetent campaign they had run, to distract from the contents of the WikiLeaks revelations, which led directly to Pizzagate, where John Podesta himself is pedophile-in-chief, and to confuse the fact that Hillary had her own connection with Russia, where, as Secretary of State, she arranged for the sale of 20% of U.S. uranium reserves to Russia through a Canadian company, Uranium One, which required the approval of Barack Obama. And I say, Joe, well, if Julius and Ethel Rosenberg received the electric chair for sharing atomic secrets with the then Soviet Union, what do Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama deserve for selling off 20% of U.S. uranium reserve to Russia for a $145 million donation to the Clinton Foundation? I mean, the corruption is simply overwhelming.
The video that we did, Unequivocal 911 Nukes, we start off with a short clip from another 45-minute long video, 911 Conspiracy Solved, Names, Connections, Details. We'll put that in the show notes, and hopefully it's still posted somewhere. But it explains the Project Hammer asset stripping that took place in Russia following the fall of the Berlin Wall. When we could have had a planet of people that were united in universal freedom, we had traitors that hijacked the goodwill of the people of Russia and overthrew the goodwill of the democracy movement in Tiananmen Square. And I wrote an article about that at Canada Free Press called Hoodwinked by Hoodlums. And basically, George Bush used the same blueprint to create the Chinese miracle that his father did, creating the Nazi miracle. He was a money bundler. We've got some
other guys. Okay, it's not too late to call in for the final segment. The number 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Joe Olson and I are here waiting for your call. Speak to you momentarily. We'll be right back.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is that Jim Fetzer, guest hosting for Daniel today, once again here on the Power Hour. I'm very glad, and my thanks to Daniel and to Catherine for lining this up for me with Joe Olson, who's a civil and structural engineer. This is new developments today. I'm so glad to be able to bring them to you, where Robert David Steele has published 4 blogs so far on his website. You have a link to one, the memorandum for the president, the Twin Towers were destroyed using clean nukes, WT-7 with conventional demolitions. And if you go to that blog by Joe Olson, my guest today, if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll find links to the other blogs.
that have been published by Robert David Steele himself, by me, and by Victor Thorne, who was an expert on the politics of 9/11. He mentions there that he's awaiting contributions from Richard Gage and from Christopher Bolin. In particular, Bolin ought to give us a brilliant blog. It'll be interesting to see what Gage has to say, because what we've already published about how it was done is not a position that's endorsed by architects and engineers for 9/11 truth. Joe, you were reflecting on the lack of interest that architects and engineers were displaying when you sought to pursue the nuclear angle, and you were even told by someone who posed as an expert that it was just wrong, but he didn't give any argument or any evidence. That must have been more than mildly disturbing to you.
Well, I don't respond well to the appeal to authority. So, and Gage has been well aware of my questioning them, and there again, it's like I'd rather have questions that can't be answered than answers that cannot be questioned. We're going to question them. So,
absolutely. Well, I reaffirm that I think the blog here that we're discussing today about how the Twin Towers were destroyed is absolutely vital. This is a major step forward, and I say that having founded Scholars for 9/11 Truth in December of 2015, having invited Stephen Jones to be my co-chair at the recognition of David Griffin, who's become the dean of 9/11 research. I featured Judy Wood on a radio show on the 11th of November 2006, where she was talking about the possible use of directed energy weapons. It's ironic that she defines a directed energy weapon as a device that provides far more energy than conventional that can be directed, because the nukes we're talking about here actually satisfy her definition of directed energy weapons and go far, far beyond, because they explain that the nanothermite hypothesis, where the evidence came from, as a residual effect of the use of the nukes in relation to the aluminum cladding and so forth, is so nicely delineated in the final section of your blog, Joe. I'm just extremely pleased about all of this.
Well, I'm hopeful that we will soon get A&E Truth to address this. They've done a lot of good work. They've got a lot of brave people. They've got a lawsuit going on in the New York Southern District to have a grand jury convene, and I believe that grand jury has convened, because there's so many things that don't fit in the puzzle pieces on World Trade Center. So I wish them best of luck with that. There's a plaintiff's attorney in New York that's got a lawsuit for victims of 911 who's going forward with a civil suit against, I believe, mainly Saudi Arabia. But Saudi Arabia is really a patsy in this thing. They had a role in supplying a number of the hijackers, but like we said, those people probably are phantom, or they were the false flags. Other people with notable mention, we have a CIA whistleblower, Kevin Shipp. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him. He wrote a book,
yeah,
from the Company of Shadows. He's got a 45-minute presentation on geoengineering, 911, and facts, which shows the complete duplicity with evil that we have in the way of a government in this country. And then there's a group called the Senior Executive Service, and this was first exposed by Field McConnell and Abel Danger, another guy who is great. He's a former Marine pilot. He had 30 years with the Air National Guard and Marines total flying, and then he was doing that concurrently as about a 25-year pilot for Northwest Airlines. He understands aviation extremely well. His sister is one of the directors of the Senior Executive Service. He's been exposing them for a long time. There's a new group that popped up called aimfortruth.org, and they've got a guy that's a former NSA, and he's really well informed on this, and he's been networking on the government side of it. The Senior Executive Service is approximately a 10,000-man army that their base pay starts at G16. So, and they never have to pass any security checks. This is where you put in your foreign agents, your worthless kids that have a college degree and can't get a job. They get a government job, they're there forever. And these are the ones that make sure that nothing gets done in the federal government. Sean Hannity was over in Singapore covering the North Korean summit with Trump, and he had a guest host, and the guy's name is John Gillum. He's a former SEAL. He worked for the FBI for about 10 years, got fed up with the FBI, worked for the Secret Service for about 10 years, got fed up with the Secret Service. He wrote a book called Sheep No More. He did a guest fill-in for Sean, and he did a whole three-hour segment on the Senior Executive Service. We need to do everything we can to make people aware of the Senior Executive Service. Like I said, go to abledanger.org and read Field McConnell's work on that. Go to aimfortruth.org and read Gabriel and Betsy's information. And then we have the additional factor of the Wiener laptop, which has all of Hillary's emails. In addition, it has videotapes of things that happened at Orgy Island and other places where these demonic people do horrible things to the children. And there's a reporter here in Houston, Jason T. O'Quinn with ABC 13. He said there's a file called Intimate XXX that was on that laptop that was seized by the New York Police Department in the Wiener case in August of 2016 and was given to the FBI September 26th of 2016 and contains ample evidence for criminal prosecution for federal and state crimes, and the federal government suppressed the state crimes and the federal.
Joe, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. Special thanks to Daniel, to Catherine. My great pleasure to be here. I think dear thoughts of Joyce Riley. She was a wonderful woman, and I love the Power Hour. Thanks to all of you for listening.
Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.